Brother Juniper, this is one of a dozen stories from the Little Flowers of St. Francis, relating to the extraordinary life of Francis' childlike disciple, Brother Juniper. Therefore, the devil, wishing to make Brother Juniper suffer by some worldly means, went to a very cruel tyrant named Nicholas, who was the lord of a castle and village, and who was then at war with the city of Viterbo. And he said to him, "Sir, watch out for this castle of yours, because soon a great traitor will be sent here by the men of Viterbo to kill you and set fire to our castle. And I give you these clues that this is true. He goes round dressed like a poor man, with tattered and patched clothes and a torn cowl hanging on his shoulders, and he is carrying an owl with which to kill you, and he has with him flint and steel to set fire to this castle. And if you do not find this to be true, punish me any way you wish." Nicholas the tyrant was very much surprised and frightened by these words, because the man who said them seemed to be trustworthy. So he immediately ordered that the gates should be carefully watched, and that if a man with those signs should come, he should be brought before him at once. Meanwhile, Brother Juniper came to that village, and he was alone, for owing to his perfection, he had been given permission by his minister to go about and stay without a companion as he pleased. And he met some rowdy boys who, as a joke, dared and tore his cowl. He did not mind, but rather encouraged and helped them to make even more fun of him. While the guards were watching at the gate, Brother Juniper came up with his habit mostly cut off, for he had given parts of it to some poor man along the way. Also, with his cowl torn and not looking at all like a friar minor, he clearly showed the signs that he had been given them. So they quickly rushed upon him, seized him, and led him before the tyrant. And when they carefully searched him for offensive weapons, they found in his sleeve an owl with which he used to mend his sandals, and also a flint which he carried to light a fire, because he used to have headaches and often lived in the woods and solitary places. On seeing the signs in him which agreed with the devil's statement, Nicholas immediately ordered them to twist a cord round his head and tighten it with a bar, and they did so with such cruelty that the cord was almost buried in his flesh. Then they put him on the rack and pulled and wrenched his arms and disjointed his whole body without showing any mercy. And when in that condition he was questioned as to who he was, he answered, "I am a very great sinner." And when he was asked whether he wanted to betray the castle and give it over to the people of Viterbo, he replied, "I am a great traitor and do not deserve any good." And when asked whether he wanted to kill the tyrant Nicholas with that owl and to burn the castle, he answered, "I would do much greater and worse things if God would allow me to." Then Nicholas, overcome by his fury, did not wish to continue the questioning, but without further delay, angrily sentenced Brother Juniper to be tied to a horse's tail and dragged through the village to the gallows, and there to be hanged by the throat at once. Now, at all this, Brother Juniper did not offer any excuses, and he showed no sorrow, but rather like someone who rejoices in tribulations for the love of God, He looked very joyful and glad. And when the tyrant's order was being carried out and Brother Juniper's feet were tied to the tail of a horse and he was dragged over the ground to be hanged, he did not complain or lament, but went along in all humility like a gentle lamb being led to slaughter. This sight and the sudden sentencing brought a great crowd of people on the run to see the prompt and cruel execution. And no one knew him. However, as God willed, a certain good man who had seen Brother Juniper being arrested and then sentenced ran to the place of the friars minor of that village and called the guardian, saying, "For God's sake, please come quickly, because a poor man has been arrested and immediately sentenced and is being led to execution. Come, so that he can at least commit his soul into your hands, because he seems like a good man to me, and he has not had time for confession, and they are taking him to be hanged, but he does not seem to care about death or the salvation of his soul. Please come quickly." The guardian, who was a zealous and compassionate man, immediately hastened to him to persuade him to confess and to try to save his soul. But when he arrived, the crowd that had gathered to see this execution had grown so large that he could not make his way through it. So he stood there and waited. And while he was waiting, he heard a voice in the crowd shouting, "Don't do that, you naughty fellows. That rope is hurting my leg." On hearing this, the guardian thought he recognized Brother Juniper's voice. He strenuously pushed his way through the crowd and succeeded in reaching him. And when he tore away the linen cloth which usually covered the face of the person to be executed, he realized at once that it was indeed Brother Juniper, and he was understandably amazed. Then Brother Juniper, paying no attention to his sufferings and wounds, saw the guardian and said to him, half smiling, "Oh, guardian, how fat you are." Grieving and weeping, the compassionate guardian wanted to take off his own habit and give it to Brother Juniper, but the latter said with a smile and cheerful expression, "No, guardian, you are fat and you would not look good without your habit. I don't want it." Then the guardian tearfully asked the executioners and all the people standing around to wait a while for pity's sake, until he went to beg the tyrant Nicholas to have mercy on Brother Juniper. The executioners and the people sympathized with him, thinking that he was related to the prisoner, and they agreed to wait for the tyrant's answer. Then the devout and compassionate guardian went to the tyrant Nicholas and said to him, weeping bitterly, "Sir, I can't tell you how amazed and how sad I am, because I believe that today in this place a greater sin and a greater wrong has been committed than was ever done in the days of our ancestors. But I believe that it was done through ignorance." Nicholas listened patiently to the guardian and asked him, "What is the great crime and evil that has been committed in this place today?" The guardian answered, "That one of the holiest friars in the whole world living today in the order of Saint Francis, for whom you have a special devotion, has been sentenced by you to a very cruel punishment, I fully believe, without justification." Nicholas said, "Now tell me, guardian, who he is, for perhaps without doing it, I have done a great wrong." The guardian said, "He whom you condemned to death is Brother Juniper, the companion of Saint Francis." Nicholas the tyrant was utterly astounded, because he had already heard about Brother Juniper's fame and his holy life. Overcome with horror, he trembled and turned pale. Then he ran quickly with the guardian to Brother Juniper and untied him from the horse's tail and set him free. And before all the people, he threw himself on the ground in front of Brother Juniper, and weeping bitterly, he humbly admitted his guilt for the harm and offense which he had caused to be done to this holy friar, and he begged to be forgiven. I truly believe that the end of my evil deeds and my life is approaching, for since I have treated this holy man so cruelly, without his being guilty, although I did not know it, God will not tolerate me any longer, and I will soon die a violent death. Brother Juniper generously forgave Nicholas the tyrant and went away, rejoicing in the Lord because he had conquered himself and had been willing to be despised for the love of Christ, and he left all the people very edified to the glory of God. Amen. The Little Flowers of St. Francis Raphael Brown, New York, Image Books, 1958.